Welcome to Living Hope. With today's teaching, here's the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope programme today. Today we're going to begin to have a look at the character Joshua. In previous programmes, we've been looking at Joseph. And Joseph was someone who went through a lot of trials and difficulties, but the hand of God was upon him, lifted him up, and enabled him to be in the right place at the right time, so that when there was famine in Egypt, the people of God would find a place of deliverance, a place of rescue. They would actually live and not die. They would eat and not starve. Well, of course, after that, things did go badly wrong again for the Hebrew people, because they had been welcomed into the land of Egypt, but having been given such an incredible welcome, after quite some time, things start to turn very, very sour, very, very bitter. They become slaves in that part of Egypt that once was such a sanctuary for them, and they need to be delivered out of Egypt. And they are led initially by Moses. Moses is the one who leads them through the Red Sea, and they find themselves out of Egypt. It's quite a story. But what I want to pick up with you today is the fact that having got out of Egypt, there is a next stage, and that is getting into the land that God had promised. Joshua is a wonderful picture of someone who is going to lead the people into a new place. It's not just about getting out of the old, it's coming into a new place. Now, he's got to follow Moses, and that is a very tall order. Moses was a great leader, an incredibly well-respected leader. And we haven't got time in this program to go into the full story of how Moses lost out and wasn't able to take the people into the promised land. But he knew before he died, he knew that he wasn't going to enter the promised land, and he knew that Joshua would be given that task. Now, Joshua has to be ready. And when you open your Bible at Joshua chapter 1, we notice that he is ready. The Lord speaks to him, "Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I'm about to give them." Joshua is somebody who's been waiting for that call. Now, he's been waiting in great humility. He has the utmost respect for Moses. He feels very inadequate. He's not someone who's on a takeover bid. It wasn't like that at all. He didn't really expect this, but he knew that that's what was going to work out. He was ready, and I think that's a very important point. But then he's also alert to the voice of God. The Lord says, "I will give you every place where you set your foot." What is very interesting, I find, about this is that it has echoes of Jesus, who later, at the end of his ministry with the disciples, he's going to say to the disciples, "Get ready, all power, all authority is given to me. Now you go into all the nations, wherever you go, preach the gospel, make Jesus known." And so there's a very real parallel here between Joshua, who, after the death of Moses, is going to lead the people, and he's told, "You're going to be successful." He's told, "You're going to be effective. You're going to be authentic. You're going to be able to take land for the people of Israel. Get ready to go." And we are told by Jesus, after his death, and resurrection, of course, we're told, "Get ready to go." So Joshua is a man who's ready. And now we're ready to listen to some worship, after which my good friend Patrick will join me to reflect a little more on this early part of the life and ministry of Joshua.
Keep on praising you, I'll keep on praising you, I'll keep on praising you, whatever I go through.
I'll keep on praising you, I'll keep on praising you, whatever I go through. I'll keep on praising you, I'll keep on praising you, I'll keep on praising you, whatever I go through.
Yeah. I'll keep on praising you, God.
You're listening to Living Hope, the ministry of the Reverend Richard Brunton. I'm Patrick Woodward, and I've come now to join Richard to talk further about these verses from Joshua chapter 1. First thing that strikes me as I read through Joshua chapter 1, Richard, is this phrase, "be strong and courageous." Several times it's repeated over and over again, this message from God to Joshua, "be strong and courageous." Did Joshua need that constant affirmation?
He clearly did, and so do we. He clearly needed the encouragement that the task ahead, though big, though perhaps a little overwhelming even, is something that with God we are able to do. And He has his doubts, he has his fears, he has his great respect for Moses, and he must be tempted to feel, how can I follow Moses? Mm. But God keeps saying, no, you are the right person, you are the one I've called for this task, be strong and very courageous.
You mentioned that Joshua's task was to help people to move in to their new situation into the promised land, whereas Moses' task was to help them to come out, to leave Egypt. And that just set me to thinking, you know, in our day, it is one thing to leave somewhere or some situation, be it a job or a church or even a country. It's something else to move to a new situation and to start again. What kinds of things do you think we can learn from the story of Joshua in that process that might help us today?
Well, I think that Joshua, for all his fearfulness and awareness of the size of the task, was aware of the task. He knew that they were to go into the promised land and that they were to take that land for God and for his people. So I think one of the things that helps us move into the new is an awareness of what God is calling us to do in the new. And the Lord is able to show us that. If someone is told, I want you to move house, it's unlikely that God will fail to say, and this is what I want you to do when you get into the new situation. If you leave a job and you're going to another job, you will have an idea of what that job involves. So it's really being attentive, really listening, and really grasping what God is saying. And if we hear God tell us to go, then we can be very confident he's also going to be talking to us about what's ahead, and that we need to listen to that as well.
You highlighted this kind of parallel between Joshua telling the people to get ready and being ready himself, and Jesus telling his disciples to get ready and be ready. Is there a sense that Christians today still need to be ready in terms of Jesus' call 2,000 years on?
Very much so again, because that's really one of the key issues of Christian life, that Jesus is using us, his church. He could do it all from heaven, he could do it with angels, but he's choosing to establish his kingdom, bring about his purposes through us. And therefore, we need to be ready. There's not a problem with doing what he's called us to do, because he'll give us all the authority, all the power to do that. But we do need to be ready to be responsive to him, hearing his voice, hearing the detail, hearing the strategy. And God will show us that, but we must have a sense of, Lord, I'm ready, I'm open. How do you want me to do this thing that you're calling me to do?
Okay, Richard, thank you very much indeed. Join us again next time as we continue looking at God's Word in the next Living Hope. You've been listening to Living Hope from the Reverend Richard Brunton. If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.